Okay, good afternoon. So I think so we're going to decide. We just finished up to chapter 7, yeah, last week. So verse 7, yeah, sorry, yeah, sorry, verse 7. And so I'm going to decide up to verse 7. Maybe MB, somebody not here last week. So I'm going to decide up to verse 7, and then we start from verse 7. Okay, verse 7. So, keba tuma rogon zebai tuan na jin dini pembazi dini tsimi chiu tsunam chi dechu delani de tabar cheese. So, in English, I forgot to bring my book.
第七字就是于多劫中恒时作护念，诸能忍主关键词利益。 无量士夫多资粮所成，圣乐由斯不能安稳得。大家找到了吗？ 第七季，能成圣乐，找到了吗？你在哪里？第七季，第七季，第七季，第七季，verse 7，第七季。大家看到上一次讲到如是常以为若之善根，第七季，来。
Yeah, verse 7, before verse 7, verse 6, we mentioned that may I be the medicine and the physical for the sick. May I be their nurse until their illness never, this no, yeah, recurs.
No, I think you didn't say
This
that.
little different,
Different. Different.
Verse 7, chapter 1.
Chapter 8, page 18.
Page 18, yeah. I decide from 35.
Lord of the sages who have been contemplating for many eons. Page 18 and 18.
Okay. Yeah, page 18. So last week we mentioned that verse 6, yeah.
上一节课我们讲到第六季，就是酝酿从第七季开始。Virtue
is perpetually evil, so feeble. While the power of vice and greed and extremely dreadful, if there were no spirit of perfect awakening, what other virtue will overcome it? Yeah, in Tibetan we say, Dipat dapchen shen de mizeba, dene zobi changchu semenba, gejien kangi sijin no banjur. That's why here, if since we really don't have bodhicitta mind, so it's very difficult to abandon
讲到第
what you
六季，请大家回去讲。如是常以微弱之善根，极难对抗智障大势力。
kind of extremely or it's very big misdeeds. It's very difficult to abandon sorrow. It's very difficult to eliminate our sorrow within our mind. Yeah, with the misdeeds. Yeah, it's very difficult to. So there is nothing method
ills
bodhicitta to eliminate our sorrow. So because we have lots of misdeeds and lots of kind of problem for all of us, because we don't have bodhicitta mind. Yeah, since we have bodhicitta mind, we don't have that much problem. Kind of,
所以呢，如果说你有这个菩提心的话，你就没有那么多问题；没有
what do you
菩提心
say?
的话，就有很多的问题。
Unhappiness. That's why we don't have bodhicitta. We have lots of unhappiness, and then we are really kind of easy upset, and we are really easy to agitate and easy to angry, or lots of things come within our mind because we don't have bodhicitta mind. So that's why here, then chapter 7, Kepa, Kepa Tuma Rogun Zevai, Tuan Najin, Dini Pembazi, Dini Timi Jiuzun, Dechu Delani, the Tupper, she is. Actually, chapter 7 in English, the word, the lots of sages. Verse 7, sorry. The lots of sages who have been contemplating for many eons have seen this along as blessing by which joy is easily increased and immeasurable multitudes of beings are rescued. Yeah. So here mentioned that in many, many, many eons before, Buddha, purpose of Buddha, what is it? Purpose of Buddha generated bodhicitta mind, because many, many eons before, Buddha saw that how people they suffer and how people have problems, and he saw that he understood that there is only one method to solve our problem. There's only one method that eliminate our suffering is the generating bodhicitta mind. Yeah, that's why bodhicitta mind is really essential to practice Dharma very seriously. So during the, there's one story like during the Gishipotoa time, yeah? Potoa time, there's one old man, he always circumambulate. In Tibet, people usually they used to circumambulate stupa, yeah? So one day Potoa saw one person, he always, one old man, he always circumambulate stupa. Then Potoa said, you have to really practice Dharma. Then he thought that, I'm practicing Dharma because I'm circumambulate. I'm circumambulate. I'm doing prostration. But Potoa said he doesn't. Potoa knew that he didn't have bodhicitta mind. Then he changed. Okay, maybe he thought that Potoa means maybe I have to go back home and to do some prayer. Maybe recite something. Then he went back and then he do some prayer, recite something, and then again, then Potoa said, you have to really practice Dharma.
And what does it mean? I'm practice Dharma. I'm
doing sakumambale, stupa, and I'm doing reciting sadhana.
So
then he asked, what do you mean practice Dharma? Then Potoa said, practice Dharma means you really have to practice. You have to meditate on bodhicitta mind. Since you don't have bodhicitta mind, even you accumulate, even you circumambulate stupa, even you doing prostration, your external action doesn't work. It won't be meaningful. Yeah, that's most important is you really have to have practice bodhicitta mind. Yeah? So bodhicitta mind is really, really important for all our sentient beings. You see, all people gain ultimate happiness by practice bodhicitta. Once you really don't have bodhicitta mind, it's very difficult to gain, obtain ultimate happiness.
And
that's why Buddha saw, Buddha understood that, understood that generative bodhicitta is for the achievement goal for the people who, what is it, is for the ultimate goal of happiness. Yeah, that's why bodhicitta mind is the most important and most precious. And whatever, even we do procession, even you do sit down, even you come to teaching, even you do pray, you have to have bodhicitta mind.
Generate
motivation of bodhicitta mind. But we don't have bodhicitta mind. Still, we don't have bodhicitta mind. But we really have to practice kind of what we say, foundation of bodhicitta mind. What foundation of bodhicitta mind we have to have? Foundation of, that's why we say compassion and love, those love, everything we have to have. Since we don't have that, then just our practice is just like, it's like superficial. It's really superficial. So that's why we really have to practice the bodhicitta. Even sometimes we do pray, even sometimes we pray to the Buddha or we pray to deity, ask to you help. Once you have bodhicitta mind, those deity and those Buddha automatically come towards you and automatically help you. Once you have bodhicitta mind. Once you don't have bodhicitta mind, once we don't concern towards other people, it's very difficult to help from the deity, or very difficult to protect by deity. It's very help from the Buddha.
Yeah.
That's why we really have to have kind of basic, that is the basic, that is the foundation.
Yeah?
Since we have bodhicitta mind and love, then like love and bodhicitta is like kind of root of tree. Since you have really good foundation, good root for the tree, then tree will grow up and have good fruits.
Yeah?
If really you don't plant tree on the just like a surface, it's very difficult to grow up and it's very difficult to have fruit, yeah? So that's why we really have to practice the bodhicitta mind. So it's very very important. Since you have bodhicitta, even you can control like kind of spirit. Even like sometimes people say, in my house, there's a ghost or there's something, it's always harming me. Yeah, they said, yeah. But actually, there's no ghost or there is our mind projected by ghost. Once that you have, if you really meditate on the bodhicitta mind, it will go away. There's one story, okay. I'll say like, I would say, there's one geshe from the Sera. He went back to and Tibet, and then there's in Tibet, you have to go the from Sera or garden behind the mountain. People are very scared to go there because they said when you go there, there's every time they have problem. They see ghosts, and many people scared and fear die from ghosts. Yeah, because never. Then one day, then Geshe he went there and by himself, and then he said there is no God, ghost. Then people said, don't go there, you're going to die, you're going to have a problem. Then he went by himself, and that ghost or kind of spirit who did always chew near the, in the kind of isolated place, yeah? Then he did chew, and then before he died, when he did chew, yeah, he saw like kind of different spirits or kind of, while he's seeing spirits or ghosts, he has lots of fear and scare. Then when he die with scare, he die with fear, then he become like kind of ghost. Like, yeah. Then that geshe, even he went there and they're kind of like, that person, even he's really kind of, who did you, yeah? And who died with scare and become ghost, yeah? Then he has really lost a kind of powerful to emanate like, what is it, manifest like himself, like mountain. He has kind of, even he has power, a kind of that power. But since he doesn't have bodhicitta mind, then you're going to die and you rebirth in kind of some, what do you say, lower realm, like kind of. Then Geshe went to there, and even Geshe see lots of kind of his kind of immediate this spirit, yeah. Then Geshe meditated on bodhicitta, and then after that Geshe bodhicitta, then Geshe really meditated on him and feel him sorry about that everything, and then after that Geshe dominated him, and then he talked with the Geshe and previous I did kind of this and you or whatever I did. Then I think so Geshe gave him like kind of vow, genye vow, and then he became some he rebirthed in some other realms, something. That's a kind of story, yeah? So even in India, Tibet, they have lots of Lama goes to the cemetery and then, yeah, lots of spirits walk around there and like kind of this. Yeah. That means even you have power, even you did lots of things, even you have power to fly, fly to in the sky, even you have rainbow body, once you have done, once you don't have bodhicitta mind, then it's very difficult to increase your virtue, and it's very difficult to rebirth in a higher realm. Yeah, that means we really have to have bodhicitta mind. Once you have bodhicitta mind, even you accumulate a little bit of merits, even you do with something, then all your virtues increase. It's what we say. Mercilia. Your virtue will be multiply. Yeah, that's why since you have bodhicitta, once you don't have, if you do something without bodhicitta mind, yeah, your virtue cannot be multiple. That's why bodhicitta is that is. They're much important, yeah? So even you think about that, we cannot attain enlightenment without bodhicitta mind, yeah? We cannot get in stage of bodhicitta path without bodhicitta mind, yeah? That's why bodhicitta mind we have to have. But even we don't have bodhicitta, we really have to have foundation, kind of love and compassion. Everybody have kind of, even monks, whatever they have, like anger, jealous, whatever they have. Since you have to really have feel, when you wish other people, when you see other people's problem, you feel cry yourself, kind of that concern to other people, yeah? Yeah, you feel some sorry, other people feel like cry, oh, like, it's kind of, yeah. That's why once you really think towards other people, concern to other people, then, see other people suffering, then things towards other people, it will be habituate to do something, to practice, to meditate. Yeah? So, only physical action is not enough without bodhicitta mind. Even if you practice tantra, sutra, once you don't have bodhicitta mind, then our practice will be, I think so, it's really a little bit surface or superficial. So it's really important to have bodhicitta mind, yeah? Then chapter 8, yeah? Verse 8. Sivi dunge jata jamdeji sunjin mide sewan dubana dema jata chuban dubeja chanchu senyi tadu tammi shahas. Yeah. Those who long to overcome the abundant miseries of mundane existence, those who wish to dispel the adversities of sentient beings, and those who earn to experience a myriad, what is it? Myriad, yeah? Myriad of joys should never forsake the spirit of awakening. Yeah? But anyway, here main point is Changju Senye Ta De Tami Shas is Sibi Dungye Jata Jamduji. Usually this in Tibet, you have to last verse, you have to put back each word like Sibi Dungye Jata Jamduji Changju Senye Ta De Tami Shas. If you really want to Sibi Dungye, it's misery of existence, misery of samsara, you have to have, you never release your bodhicitta mind. Yeah? Then, 수제 미데스와는 people who unhappy, you never release your bodhicitta mind. 데마자라, if you really want to practice lots of virtues and whatever, accumulate lots of merit, you never release bodhicitta mind. You have to have bodhicitta mind. So, even like we really unhappy, you know, we really sometimes like, feel stressed and then feel jealous each other, then you see some other people's like kind of unappropriate actions for you, then you meditate on bodhicitta mind, it will not be frustrated at you, yeah? Because we cannot really, that's why bodhicitta mind, you cannot, what is it, your suffering, then your suffering of cyclic existence, your suffering of samsara is cannot eliminate by just doing praying. Yeah? Yeah, since you have bodhicitta mind, like if I really kind of suffer, yeah? Suffer. Like if I have like headache, something, problem, yeah? That's, I think, towards other people. My headache is for the other sentient beings. Yeah, I have a headache. Yeah, even you have jealous, angry with some people. Why I angry with him? He has been my mom. He has been my, just like kind of this, yeah? He has been my mom. Man, he's really kindness to me. He's also part of sentient beings. Why I have to angry with him? Yeah, somebody even like they don't talk each other, yeah? Why I don't talk with him? He has been my mom. He has been my father, whatever, you know? You can think that like that. This is then, it will make people close to you. Maybe if like, okay, I argue with Zoba, I angry with him. Then do I keep him angry with him? No, but, yeah, we never argue. I have never been angry with him, but never upset with him. But sometimes, you know, if I angry with him, I just keep 5 minutes. Then I think about that. Why angry with him? Why I keep him that angry? Why I hurt myself? He is, because we practice Dharma, we always desire for help sentient beings. He is a part of sentient beings. He is object of bodhicitta mind. That's what we think. And then is bodhicitta can help to your feeling, sorrow, yeah? Suffering, yeah? Suffering of anger, suffering of jealous, everything, yeah? That's really, we have to have, bodhicitta mind. Then those all suffering can eliminate by meditate on bodhicitta mind. And also, even you have virtues, yeah? You have to have bodhicitta mind. Once you don't have bodhicitta mind, your virtues, it's very difficult to increase. Yeah? Because we end of puja, whatever, our virtue dedicate to the, enlightenment, yeah? Attain enlightenment for the sentient beings. Yeah? It's not enough. Once you don't have bodhicitta mind, it's very difficult to dedicate to attain enlightenment. Why dedicate to attain enlightenment? Because once we don't have bodhicitta mind, our virtue, those destroyed by anger, jealous, yeah? That's why we dedicate to attain enlightenment. Yeah, bodhicitta mind. And if we really think very seriously, once we don't have bodhicitta mind, it's really, even I feel like myself, it's really just like, I know that I don't have bodhicitta mind. It's really nothing. What should I do? Because since we don't have bodhicitta mind, since we don't have that practice, how we engage to practice Dhamma seriously?
And this part he mentioned, if we just dedicate child labor, then once you achieve that, the virtue is gone. So if you dedicate to achieve enlightenment, then you last forever.
Yeah, last forever. This will come here. Yeah.
Otherwise, once you say, oh, the Buddha Reaper, that's it. Your mirror is gone.
Yeah, anyway, we have to have bodhicitta for to open our mind. Yeah, since we have bodhicitta mind, we open mind, and we feel other people's problem, concerned towards other people. This bodhicitta mind here in a bodhisattva way of life, God bodhisattva way of life, is what we are learning, what we are challenging. We challenge against our selfish and generate, concern towards other people. Practice how to concern towards other people. How to help other people and how to reduce selfish, yeah? Because when, okay, sometimes we cold. Okay, I cold. I feel no good. Here, my room is no good. Okay, I cannot stay in the sun. I cannot do anything in the sun. Sometimes you think about how people there, like constructors, those work in the sun, like day by day, like kind of think of those other people's suffering problem, you know? Then you just stay in the sun like 5 minutes is nothing. Somebody did do like in sun 1 hour, 2 hours, something, oh, like crying, okay, just maybe 10 minutes, oh, I burn, about lots of the, what you say, complain. It's not that complain, you know? We are practice bodhicitta and then think about other people's. Even in house, we have problem. You think about homeless people. They don't have house. We suffer. That's why sometimes we do nyune, yeah? Why we are doing nyune? We feel other people suffering. Why we don't eat? Why we do prostration and tire, yeah? It means we feel other people suffering. Okay, if I don't eat, if I'm hungry like this, then how... If I rebirth in lower realm, hunger goes, then what should I do? How do I feel? This is for the practice of bodhicitta mind. Yeah, we just talk and we don't feel anything. That is really is bad. Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay, then verse 9, yeah. Changchu sinji china kiji gi koi tsunra dambi nyanta na deshi namji seshi jisha chin jiden lami jibi cha chan jirus. Ya. Oh, nimala tachi dele. Oh, nimala. Ni. Tangasu dunima ilame la shin rote da nimala. Lasa nimala. Ni. Tatangye diba inji no tis shi wane ya nyumala tis mandi na ya roba naro. Lasa nyumala ho. Then verse 9 ya. Changchu senji chuna kiji gi koi tsunra dambi nyamta na. Deshi namji seshi jyusha chi jiten lami chebe chachan jyurus. In chapter 9 in English, when the spirit of awakening has arisen in an instant, a wretch who is bound in the prison of circle of existence is called a child of Sugata and becomes worthy of reverence in the world of gods and humans. Yeah, so once we have bodhicitta mind, even you are really, really very poor. Even you really don't have like a house, whatever, you know. So you will be the object of prostration of people. You will be object of people who take refuge once you have bodhicitta mind. Yeah? So you will be the they call it deshi namji seji. Is a son of bodhisattva. Son of Bodhisattva means you will be, what? Usually why they call son? Yeah, son of Buddha, yeah. Son of Buddha. You will be the son of Buddha. Yeah? Actually, Sanjay Chanchu Semba later, Niji Senda, Nizu Milo dance. Chanchu Sendi Jesse Namji Ju. Chanchu Sendi Jesse Namji Juice. Chanchu Sendi Jerry Se Namji Juice Lodu Sambalaya. Chidangi Sanjay Chanchu Semba Tumbare. Sanjay Karsana Chanchu Semba Tumbade. Chanchu Sengi Nyelen Chebala Tene Tumbares.
So the Bodhicitta is actually served as a substantial cause for giving rise to the state of enlightenment. It is therefore the statement that you find the Buddha's actually born from Bodhisattvas.
Dinza, ani ta kuzugi ani kesi ani sanje chanchu sembale tumba ina sanje kona chanchu sembale tumba ina. Chanchu Sembalaya Jay CS and Karchin Lauris. Nazuk Punalu CS Lodu Sambalaya Pugs Laura. Anis Chanchu Sembalaya, Anni Sanjay Pugs and Karchin Lauris Lodu Sambalaya. Chinagi, Anni Chanchu Senda, Anni Chidangi Karsana, Anni Tomar, Anni Chigi, Kalauri, Chanchu Senda, Anni Sanjay, Takanda Sanjay, Chanchu Sende. And the Sanjay Lasova, the Negi, and Hinchi Shishin Chevalatene, and this Geneta Kanda, and the Chanchu Sanosova Ranchi Chevalatene, and his CS in this in Jobaris, Quenine Cheva Inaya, Nine Cheva and Gig Maris. Takanda Hinchi Shishin Pensu Tro Chevalatene. Oh, the Logres, oh. Sanjay Chanchu Sembala Tunse de Anne Sanjay Chanchu Semba Sanjay Nyele Imba Inaya Chanchu Sena Sanjay JCS Lovaris JCS Logo the Karas Lodu Sambalaya Anne Chanchu Sena and Sanjay Linchi Shajin Troje Balatene and the Chanchu Sena of Ranju Lache Balatene Ranju Lache Balatene and the Nechinia and Mo Convegene and Chichi La Pensa Gentine Trojine. So actually, there is a kind of little bit. Umanjuba nalo did soba momujura. I can't remember very carefully. Yeah. Yeah, they have a kind of little bit kind of debate something about the cause of bodhicitta mind, and bodhisattva is cause of Buddha, and bodhisattva is cause of dilodon sanje gi an debu chi bi changchu sense lo bares chida changchu sense kora sanje gi nyane re sanje gi debu chi bi changchu sense la ya ani jcs lo bares isa sanje kora gi debu chi bi changchu sense yo cho re se o dne lo bar den da do do chen chida chen de zo mo bu yo nga ya bu tem bu
In general, Bodhisattva is, in general, the Bodhisattva is the cause of Buddhas. But then also, it is not complicated to say there is a Bodhisattva who is as a result of the who is caused by the caused by the Buddha. So there's no contradictory of having Bodhisattva, who is a result of the Buddha as well.
Okay, so even here, verse 9, yeah, you will be object of refuge and you will be object of prostration. Also, even you really don't have bodhicitta mind, if you really concern towards other people very sincerely, if you really kind of have strong motivation to help other people, then all people close to you and all people friends towards you, yeah? Because like us, it's very difficult to close to each other, and because we really cannot show our sincere love to each other, sincere compassion to each other, and everything like with agitate. Yeah, that's why we cannot really enter each other. It's very difficult, and we say enter each other, because that means we really don't have, our mind is not stable, and we really don't have strong love each other. Because like father and kids, some is not all, yeah? Kids, mom and father, sometimes they, when they were young, or like, they have really strong, very pure love each other. I mean, pure doesn't mean like too much agitation, but of course attachment, love, but they're pure love, yeah? Since their son, kids grow up, is little bit love. It will be love towards the parents. It will be like kind of superficial. It's surface. That means they can stand on their feet. They become selfish. They think they can do everything. They think I don't have to rely on other people. And they don't feel your parents' love towards you. How do they do? Concerns, other people's concern. Then so you selfish. Once you become selfish, you lose love towards other people, yeah? That's why we don't have that much love. Since we don't have love, how are we gonna have compassion? How are we gonna have bodhicitta mind? That's why we have to think purpose of practice dhamma. What is the purpose of practice dhamma? You just want to relax? Just sit down and relax, then go to coffee shop and movie somewhere, star bar and on the Disneyland, wherever, you know, you can go, just relax. It's not for just relax. We have to have purpose to practice Dhamma. That is the really important and...
Did you say bodhicitta is the substantial cause or qualitative cause of enlightenment?
Substantial cause, yeah, substantial. Yeah. substantial cause.
Clear light is the existential cause of Dharmakaya.
Yeah, usually it is a understanding of now we have to attain enlightenment separate, yeah? Actually, bodhicitta is part of method. Part of method, yeah? Yeah, part of method, and understanding of emptiness is the wisdom, part of wisdom. Part of wisdom is cause to the, what is it? Ngazo yeshichuku. Yeshichuku is a wisdom. La wisdom kayas, yeah? Yeah, wisdom kayas. Cause of wisdom kayas. Then, bodhicitta, those all kind of part of accumulated merits are part of the rupakaya. Cause of form, yeah, form kaya. So here we're talking about cause of bodhi Buddha, yeah? Here we're talking about Buddha. Buddha is like kind of most form kaya. Yeah, that's why. Here, even you see like in Chandakirti, there's a verse, yeah? There's really, yeah, it's, that's what we're talking about. If you separate then from kaya and then wisdom kaya, then you can think about that, yeah? So, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, no dharmakaya, no rupakaya, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, usually once you have this without and wisdom, yeah, without method and wisdom go together, then wisdom, reason of wisdom is Dharmakaya, then the reason of method is Rupakaya. Yeah, they will, yeah. It's kind of similar, yeah. They will come, yeah, together, yeah. So anyway, here, yeah, you will be like object of refuge or prostration, and you will be object of friend of people. Always when you see people, different energy, like how nice person. Yeah? Everybody say like, yeah? When they go out, oh, how is this nice person? He's really nice. He really help other people. They always give compliments towards you, yeah? If you're nice towards other people, that's the first we practice. Nice to other people very sincerely. That is the best practice Dharma. But of course, we have to accumulate lots of merits to from fiscal. We have really not only enough fiscal parties. Fiscal parties is whether meaningful or not meaningful depends your motivation of bodhicitta mind. Yeah, but we really have to have love. Parties this. Once we don't have. Then you look back. Since I mentioned that, since we practice, even I, since I become monk, look back how I change, what kind of reason I have since practice. Is reason of practice doesn't mean I memorize, okay, this is not reason of practice Dharma. Reason of practice Dharma is not, is something reason. Inner change, inside change. Once you don't have result, nothing change inside, means you never practice Dharma. Yeah? Even change means, it doesn't mean you totally change your mind. Maybe you have more love since you practice Dharma. You have more compassion towards other people since you practice Dharma. Yeah? You have to have something, result or sign something inside. Then you will be appreciate yourself to practice Dharma. Once you don't have it, you lost. Look back. Yeah? That's really important, yeah. Don't lose yourself. Go right away, okay? Okay. That's why I mentioned that people, that's why even we die, yeah? We die before, it's like, I'm sorry that unrespect, if we're talking about die, everybody's going to die. We are talking about impermanent, yeah? When you die and you meditate on bodhicitta mind with die, then I think it's really completely, absolutely, you're going to rebirth in humility. I can decide. If you die with meditation, bodhicitta mind. Yeah? Actually, our ultimate goal is attain enlightenment, but at least we want to rebirth human life next year. Next, you want to rebirth in human realm, yeah? That's why, before you die with meditation, bodhicitta mind, we have to have practice. We have to become habituate to use it. Yeah? It's not only talking. Habituate. Start from base. Yeah? When we die with... I just mentioned that one story, yeah? Who always doing chew? He died with angry and then he rebirth in lower realm. We practice long, long time, spend lots of time, spend money, spend your physical, everything, money, everything. When you die with angry something, then rebirth in lower realm, then you lost everything. It's really upset. It's really upset. I don't care. You become you old student or long student, you know. Yeah, that's the... verse 10, yeah? Verse 10 is, Senjitsi, namba chota, mazan lundu lani jayugu, rinchen rintam meba jive na, chanchu senshi shawa rade sun. So, in English, verse 10, upon taking this impure form, it transmutes it into the priceless image of gem of Jinaya, so firmly holds to the quicksilver elixir called the spirit of awakening, which must be utterly transmuted. Yeah, so it's world, yeah, world, WORTH, worth, yeah? Worth of bodhicitta mind is like when you gold. Ngazu senjisu kala, senjisu inaba chudabu sede, ngazu ki chala setamba ina, if you polish gold with iron, yeah? It's kind of change, like kind of iron to change like gold. How to say other things? Oh, that's on alchemy. Yeah, you alchemy's polish with iron, yeah? It will iron transform to the gold? Make gold, yeah? It's gold's price. So, same as, since you have what is the mind, our Mzang Lu is like contaminated body will become the it's like Buddha body. It's pure body. Yeah? Even, yeah, of course, if you think about that, it's very seriously like... Maybe think about like kind of pilgrimage place. Maybe it's good for you, yeah? Example. Like Buddha place, like Saranath. Or those old places, yeah? Even Buddha, there's... Rizien la kalor nimala. Sanjay Rize. Yeah, relax. Yeah? Once you have bodhicitta mind, even your relax, those or even your flesh, even your bone will become precious. Automatically become precious, yeah? Because even where you live, house, it will become precious. Like you see Buddha, why people spend lots of money to go there? That means Buddha lived there, his bodhisattva attained enlightenment. Yeah? Then some like, okay, everybody okay want to see Buddha relics. Nobody collect us relics. After we born, then finish. Nobody looking for our relics. Nobody going looking for our relics, yeah? They burn, yeah? But they keep his Buddha relics, put there, offer. But Buddha body is not bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is inside.
his inner quality. Since he has bodhicitta mind, then his everything become precious, special. How amazing. No, no, this like physical is not bodhicitta, no. No, no, no.
Also,
it's form, you know. Usually, if the form cannot be conscious,
like
it's like this is a kind of. If you think really seriously, like me, I cannot say Buddha body is the consciousness, you know.
Yeah.
That is a kind of our how we treat. Anyway, since you have bodhicitta mind, your everything, even your house, where you live, your body, everything will become special, yeah? Yeah, like, is it like Buddha, then, if we just like, okay, if you reach inside, you know, you have good inner quality, like such a bodhicitta mind, compassion, of course, is ultimately, you become popular, famous, special person. And then like, even money you reach, yeah? Yeah, positive energy. You give positive energy to other people. Then you, everything, even your, like, everything become the object of refuge, other people. Yeah? So, that's why, so, if money is kind of by physical actions, qualities, is doesn't make like, okay, even you are like prince or whatever, even you have lots of millionaire, yeah? You cannot make happy all people, even you are not happy. But you cannot make happy other people. Nobody to see this is a... But somebody, they follow the name, is kind of popular, just for the fun. They go tourists, you know. But actually, once you become really... once you have bodhicitta mind, then you... I mentioned that the rallies or those everything, even Buddha's bone, they collect and they put for the object of keep for the object of refuge, yeah? So for the remind Buddha, why we keep special, yeah? Everything becomes special. So that's why bodhicitta mind is very important. If you think seriously, very, very, even we are really lucky to share bodhicitta mind and lucky to listen bodhicitta mind very seriously, you accumulate a lot of merit. If you listen bodhicitta mind teaching with very good motivation, you accumulate a lot of merit, then you do maybe Sakyamuni stupa or do prostration 100 is more merit. Then you listen with motivation, listen with meditation. That is the... So it's really important first we practice bodhicitta, whatever, we have to really know qualities. Since you qualities, then it will make you interested to learn, to study, you know. Since we are not interested, we are not interested in, then we don't learn. Yeah, because we don't see qualities, we don't see beneficial advantage of learning, yeah. That's important, okay. Then, diva shinde mizhe chena ya, pala tene jiva chenpo tar, kanla tene yuji donje wa, tela pa chena ji, chimitens. Lao nimala. Oh, ngani de chujo kunjo de nimala. Oh, lazo.
sibi dunge jata dun dun sa zro o senji si ola zo okay okay doi tibun chibu simil leba yon zo ta na rinchin we doi ne da tewan de ba na rinchin changchu senli tembo zooms okay now here in English verse 11 nimala veje du yona nimala dulo ne azar nimala Lazo, the world's sole leaders whose minds are phantomless have well examined its great value. You who are inclined to escape from the states of mundane existence, hold fast to the jewel of the spirit of awakening. Yeah? Verse 7. So, actually, there are some examples. Member chod jiu pe. Member chod jiu pe means
example of supreme positions.
Yeah, supreme positions. Something like kind of lower things become transformed to superior. Member chod jiu pe koma zons. Nimala. Yeah, this verse 10. Verse 10, I just mentioned, yeah? Now, verse 11 is, Ni kashi rentan chi pe. I just read, yeah? Ni kashi rentan chi pe means it's very difficult to find, and it's very, very, ta rentan chi wasan khalo, ni kai, very, la, yeah, very, valuable, yeah, very, yeah, rare to find, and rare to generate, and very valuable, yeah, chapters and so. Doi tibun chibu similu leba yonzu dana rinchin we, doi neda tuan devan rinchin shangju, senli tembo zungus. Tinza ngaransogi Tinalula and a pen of Jasu, Tibanginalula, Jasu truly Kebaji, Kondrosum Gentuzo, Ko, Ani, Ta, Jasu Nalula, if I gain the Ko Jasun of Androgi Ubaina, Tukeba, Tutan Kebaji in Baina, Ko Sungentuzo Kanga, Ani Ko Tunalo Chuje, Ani Sungentu Sama, Anichi, Chi Jiba Mibi Tuni, Ani Kanda Detang, Ani Paju, Jasu Padula, Ani Getu Gurvas. What Tunazigi? Do you need the Tawan Devan, Rinchin Chanchu Sinidim? Do Sumje Kanga, Anichi Sumje Dungelea, Anni Tendugi, Samba Yungi, Do Sumje Kanga, Anni Chanchu Sende Yabuji Zumbaina, Chanchu Senlea, Anni Jonda Yabuji Chebaina, Anni Detangane, Anni Sanjay Kompansala Dugris, Diz Sanjay Kompansala Dubalea, Anni Nebada, Anni Chanchu Sen, Anni Nebada Zungris, Oh the Lord is.
People in the boats can, you know, reach the shore of the ocean without a fear. So similarly, if someone who engages in the practice of bodhicitta and by means of this generation of the bodhicitta will blissfully, you know, blissfully transcend oneself from its mundane existence to the state of enlightenment. So therefore, to gain this state of enlightenment, one must have this practice of the bodhicitta. The generation of bodhicitta is a very important form to gaining the state of enlightenment.
Oh, did you? Ani, that's 12. Verse 12, 아니 갸와진 근 치신진데 네부치네 세반주와니 장주 생기 준신 따바야 네분진베 미시표원 주세데디 아니 네부 미시비 페스 In English, verse 12, just as planting trees decays upon losing its fruit, so does every other virtue when, yeah? But the tree of the spirit of awakening perpetually bears fruit, does not decay and only flourishes, yeah? Flourishes. So, yeah, it means one, like, example, like a banana tree, yeah? Banana tree, once it has fruit, after pick up fruits, then there's no more fruit. Its fruit will die, yeah? No more fruit. Since we have bodhicitta mind, so your result of practice bodhicitta mind, fruit of practice bodhicitta mind, all increase. Yeah? Result of practice bodhicitta mind will increase and not disappear. It's like jasog nanglo le chiti nangjin.
Into the oceans.
In the Jasuanglo Chiti the co Jasumasi Baduko Chiti the Sigmarvas, Tinza, Chanchu Sing Gilatine Chung Getsade, Chanchu Sing Masibad, and Go Getsade, so on in the Sayo Maris.
Just like that, just as the drop of water in an ocean will not dry until the ocean is dry. Similarly, the root of virtue that you have accumulated. By means of
generating bodhicitta, by means of practicing bodhicitta, will never dry. Yeah. You stop practicing it. Actually, the condition, right? Natsuki, that Chanchu same day, Solan Chungune, Chanchu Chungune, that Solan Chungune, Dinia, Tania, Dotadu Zambalea, and Jolandu Zondosadu, Chanchu Send and Yayo Maris. Chanchu send the Yubaina, that the Ninwala Chanchu send the Laya, Moba Chanchu send the Juba Chanchu sends the Nishigur, Chanchu send Yu Shinchi Laya, Maransuki gets a Kasisaba in a Niku in a Nandogi in a Degi in a Karachi in a Telatinichu gets at the Koranjingia and more compared to Koranjin draw the words. Kokesi Nazu, Kochanchu send Yu Shinchi Laya, Ko Misegi, Ko Chanchu send the Nyamichi at the Misegi, Kaka as a Kayama Koranjingi, Tishu Laya. Compend Rogeris.
Solon
Din and Yonga is a marriage, is
So here, although that you may have generated a change in bodhicitta, but there's also a certain stage. Where your bodhicitta will decline or it may degenerate. Once your transient form, the middling part of accumulations, then this will your generation of bodhicitta will never decline. There's a possibility of declining your bodhicitta, generation bodhicitta, when you're on the path. Accumulation, the fullest, which is a small path of accumulations, there is a possibility of degenerating. But once you have gone to transcend from that particular path and get to the part of the middling accumulation of the path of accumulations, then this will never get declined. So therefore, once you have generated in bodhicitta, and whatever that you may do, and your actions, whether you are walking, or whether you are sleeping, or whether you things that you're all the activities that you are conducting will be the virtuous. And not only it become a virtuous, but it flourish furthermore, infinitely.
Okay, then verse 13. Dibashin the Mizi Chenaya, Palatin in Jibachimbota, Kalatin, Yuji Donjua, Tela Pajanam Jimmy Dance. Then they pay the carcelo to Zambale, Jibachimbule Chiobi pay.
So this is an example of protecting from a great fear.
So here in English, verse 13, Owing to its protection as due to the protection of powerful men, even after committing horrendous vices, one immediately overcome great fears. Why do ignorant beings not seek refuge in it? Yeah? So, since we have bodhicitta mind, so sometimes when we have fear, sometimes we have somebody see, like I see ghosts or something, I have problem with this one, that one, like lots of problem, yeah? So which one cannot protect by Buddha or deity? So I mentioned that since you have really bodhicitta mind, it's very difficult to protect by deity and Buddha, yeah? So since you have bodhicitta mind, then deity really close to you and can protect you. So that's in Buddhism we say that everything you have to do by yourself, but Buddha cannot protect you from suffering. That's we recite like Buddha cannot protect by you from suffering in samsara, take out by his hand. Buddha cannot wash you all kind of suffering and miseries by washing his hand. Yeah. So Buddha cannot transcend his qualities to you, but you have to do yourself. That means once you have bodhicitta mind, you can protect yourself. Even you have fear of ghosts in your house. Yeah? Once you have bodhicitta mind, you meditate on compassion to them. You're not going to scare. You feel mercy, yeah? Mercy, compassion to them. Then wish them, become Buddha and rebirth in human realm. Yeah? Sometimes even in between your family, wife and husband, fear or sometimes they reluctant to talk each other. Yeah? Talk each other when you have problem. Once you do go back and bodhicitta mind, meditate on bodhicitta mind, then we will make up. You're not going to problem within your family. Yeah? Sometimes you have problem, some other people, whatever, you know. You meditate on bodhicitta mind, it will make up. It will help you to calm down. Yeah, that's why, that means you protect from the fear or problem by bodhicitta mind. That's why bodhicitta mind is really powerful. If you think really seriously, it's really essential to practice Dharma. Then you think that, I really have to practice bodhicitta mind. I really have to practice it. Sometimes you hear in the class when teacher talk, he's talking about to me. He's not talking about some other people, you know. He asked me to practice bodhicitta mind. He reminded me how much did I practice bodhicitta mind. That's you have to think about that. It's not only you understand, it's not only you read, it's not only transmission, yeah? Yeah, I remind you how much you,
How does bodhicitta mind purify your negative karma?
Mm-hmm.
How does the bodhicitta mind purify the negative karma? something is done in the past, the seed is there, the karma, the karma is there. But how does bodhicitta purify them?
Actually, if you we think about like purify, like okay, I have like maybe problem sick, yeah. Maybe like small example, like I have gastric problem, always a problem. That's what I think. Okay, I really accumulate bad karma in previous life. I always a problem with my stomach. Sometimes, yeah. This one we, but it sometimes helpful. Eating medicine, yeah? Sometimes you really think about opening most kind of stomach problem once you have problem with food, and that's problem you make by your mind, like make bigger. Because you care yourself, self-cherish. I have problem, I have blah, blah, blah. Everything put negative, positive, everything put in your mind. Then your sick make bigger. If you don't think about yourself, think about other people, open your mind, then it will reduce your sick. You will not get sick, yeah? Like, even you say, like, there's a, when His Holiness, when He was in the, we mentioned that, yeah? Everyone knew that. When in Kalachaka, He has kind of gallbladder, He's very sick, and then He saw one person on the street, like, sick person, poor Indian beggar, yeah? He doesn't have like kind of clothes or anything. Then His Holiness think about, oh, he's sick. And then he doesn't have any support. He doesn't have any assistance. Nobody help him to take care. I have assistance. I have money to go to hospital. Think about those. Then open his mind and his disease is gone. But we say everything come from previous, yeah? Karma, but sometimes, you know, yeah, that's the, once your body is the mind, then it's a purify, yeah?
Once you have your bodhicitta mind, stop karma from propagating.
Yeah, you can, yeah, karma, result, you can reduce.
But as far as the seed of the karma, what happened to you? Is bodhicitta?
Yeah, bodhicitta can purify, really. Seeds. Yeah. That means like seeds, like me, I have kind of sick, yeah? Sick problem. It's kind of result of previous seeds of seeds, yeah? It's result of previous life. Once you eliminate kind of result, then, but the root of seed is very difficult to purify by only bodhicitta mind. You have to have wisdom, antidote. Root of, that's why here we're talking about like kind of bodhicitta mind, and then we're talking about self-cherish. Self-cherish, once we practice bodhicitta mind, we have to have eliminate self-cherish. Self-cherish causes us to suckle in samsara. Yeah? Self-cherish is root of seeds. Root of seeds, yeah? Once you eliminate reason, then part of seeds will go, but root of seeds is very difficult to eliminate, purify by bodhicitta mind, yeah? So, yeah, emptiness. That's why here talking about you, when you attain enlightenment, you have the method and wisdom, there's, yeah? There's a, because there's one story from Geshe Nyima. We call him Bodhisattva. I really can't remember this Indian monk. Actually, he is layman, and after he became monk. So, he asked Geshe Nyima, how do you achieve goal of shamatha and vipassana, yeah? Meditate on Jama, how you achieve. Then Geshe Nyima said, you have to really accumulate merit. Of course, accumulate with merit with bodhicitta mind, yeah? It's not, you have to really accumulate merit with bodhicitta mind. Since you have that accumulated merit, bodhicitta mind, then a merit will help you to generate shamatha very easily. It's like pump up. Because we cannot, even we do meditation, whatever, we cannot achieve anything because we don't have bodhicitta mind. Yeah? It's not easily achieved. Since you have bodhicitta, very achieve very easily, but once we don't have bodhicitta mind, maybe take maybe long time. Even like non-Buddhists, they achieve like shamatha. Yeah? Once you achieve shamatha, it's not enough only meditation. They have step. Shamatha step, they like, okay, abandon their kind of desire, attachment, all those things. They have step, like we say, ninth stage or path of meditation, yeah? Is they say like, before you achieve shamatha, they kind of stage of talking about like, nyedu, something nyedu, something ngujisingi, tendegi ani kanda, jidebi lanla teni, jidebi nyumo ponzi, odushi yungres, inza, something nyedu singi the gongores. Nyedu de la yang, ani nyedu gudushin, the mamushe yurda de. Lelo maron. Oh, DJ. That don't have to do DJ. That's on verse 14. So, Kasana, then the Tenny Tutu Mijin Dijena Kiji Chigi Neva Sebashi Tenny Pen Bad Mibata Changano the Divet, they are patient Bashido. The verse now Lolaya, any debati may be peace. Chitangi Dandi Tenda Dodo Kasana Pena. Chanchu send the Rangula Yubaina, pe diba se chambu, pe sub chambu the day, pe naranzu chong homalaya, and his laying ibi diba mambuji sasha yubainaya, dindegi laying ibi debu nyuang ibi, ani takanda debu nyuang ibi, dindegi leg diba de, jump to yubaina, ani debu nyuang mangibi leg diba de, ani jump to a kala yores and takanda, ani diba jump to raise ede. Atakanda, see me, PS, the dumb the shield.
So then this verse is a couple of infinite negative deeds. Deeper sin in the day, which is an example of infinite negative deeds. So by means of attaining bodhicitta, you will be able to pacify or purify even the great negative deeds or the great negative karma that you have accumulated in your past life, and even that particular karma that you have accumulated, and it is actually definite to give rise to its fruition, can be pacified or purified by means of engaging the practice of bodhicitta. And then secondly, there are some karmas that its fruition is not definite or can be overcome by a product of considering bodhicitta.
Oh, the jet. They pen pa the meba the changon lodan debe, no jan si is it, the verse di nalolaya, verse juicy nalolaya, and a pen dolet name is sus. That's young you saying a pen de, that anindo, aniji dumbuku in dollars of an, dot the mambo nalolaya, that's young you saying this thing, and a pen catsis yoba, saw chimbo catsis imba, that jang as in the qualities of what nazi, that pen chimbury dot inza. Ani ta kanda chang chu zeng ye pen o de xin xi wo le pen chen bu yo dang.
So, demonstrate the benefits of the bodhicitta and how precious the bodhicitta is. And so there are detailed descriptions of the benefits and the preciousness of bodhicitta could be found in many different sutras.
Okay, verse 14 in English. Like the conflagration at the time of the destruction of the universe, it consumes great vices in an instant. The wise Lord Maitreya taught its incalculable benefits to Sudana. Yeah? Incalculable benefit. That's why it's a very incalculable benefit. It's all benefits we mentioned that, yeah? How benefits to practice bodhicitta mind. So now you think about that, you make of yourself, your mind. So if we practice Dhamma, what should we have to do? That's what you have to think. Yeah? So example, like if I go to school, it's not just go to school, yeah? I have to prepare. What should I do? So it's no going to do like just homework or just go there just for the fun. So I mean, like your practice Dhamma, don't practice Dhamma like I go to school. No purpose. Yeah, so anyway, but you think about that, okay, what should I do, okay, since I practice, really? That's what you have to do. Purpose of practice Dhamma, and what should I do? Which way is the best to practice Dhamma? Which way is the best to practice? Is the way of the practice Dhamma just reside, or you have to have bodhicitta mind or not? Without bodhicitta mind, if you practice Dhamma, will be meaningful or not? You think about that really seriously. Yeah? Then, okay, without bodhicitta mind, so my practice Dhamma is not, it won't be meaningful, then what should I do? Okay, I really have to practice bodhicitta mind. Okay, now I don't have bodhicitta mind. Before practice bodhicitta mind, what should I do? Yeah? Where's bodhicitta mind come from? What kind of method do I have to generate bodhicitta mind? So that's why at least, okay, I become Buddhism, I don't have bodhicitta mind. Okay, since I become bodhicitta mind, since I became Buddhism, I don't have bodhicitta mind. Then you think that at least I really have to generate something. I have to really have something, inner quality. Inner quality, yeah? But yeah, since you don't have, yeah, sorry about that. I mentioned that you have to practice everything with bodhicitta mind, combined with bodhicitta mind, with motivation of bodhicitta mind. Okay, that's why once whatever we practice, we have to have bodhicitta mind, yeah? So if we really have to have bodhicitta mind, then how do we generate bodhicitta mind? You have to think about that. How do we generate bodhicitta mind? Where is bodhicitta come from? If we practice bodhicitta mind, we have to practice love and compassion, yeah? That's what I mentioned. Since we don't have love and compassion, then our practice will be is like a little bit surface. Yeah. Yeah, actually, we are lucky. We are lucky to, that's why we say we have precious life. And then we have like a precious life. We have precious life with eight leisures and 10, what's it? Yeah, endowments. Yeah, so we meet with the teacher. Yeah, we have chance to listen teaching. But we listen, teaching is not enough.
That's mentioned listening with bodhicitta mind. That's need bodhicitta, yeah. So, what time is now?
5:30.
Yeah, 5:30 is early, yeah. So, 5:30 finish, yeah? I thought about it. You're talking about it. Yeah, so you have some question, some idea about really. I always think myself. Okay, I became monk long time, study, memorize a lot of things, but don't bodhicitta mind. Then I always think that, oh, really, I have to practice bodhi to do something. I always think about that. If I don't have any kind of sign, something, oh, I did something, or like kind of sign that, so then it's like kind of empty, nothing. I didn't do anything, just, it doesn't mean you just recite lots of retreat, of course we did more than lots of many years retreat, like, of course we did lots of prostration, like 2 months, like, very continuously, but I don't feel that there's a, sometimes we don't feel that there's nothing sign that you change yourself, something, result of practice. But we think that we did a lot, yeah? But sometimes it's really, that's why you have to encourage yourself, and I really want to do something. Yeah. Okay, now here, that's all. No, I mean, I really don't have. Sometimes we say we, yeah, it's our respect. Somebody have. No, I don't think so. No, but some, because we don't say like we, like, I means like, yeah, because, yes, some of really we like, if we say, ngaso namde gi nanglo la ya, dacha tumba khorang gi ndo gi nanglo la ya, Ani ngada ngada we kansa ki tsuzun, kansa kansa tsu muzun se de. Ani mula ya chi kata ya da mula ya chi mundus la ya maris. Tin zan, ngana su tatan dig na lo la ya ko chanchu senpa kazis yumi ngasu la tu maris. Tin zan, tapen na tasan da wo cha cha bayana ko tasan ti na lo la ya ko chanchu senpa ndiri chanchu senpa ndi maris nge lo ta chu mara. Ina ngada ngada wa ki. Ngada ngada wa ki. Tata choransu ina ya, di nanglo la ya nge, choransu mambi che mara ina ya, chi chanchu senpa inge yo jiri, ane ngada ngada wa chanchu senpa menge yo jiri. Inza nge ngarang la bento u xa chi, nyongto na du sin xie gori, di inza nyongto na xie gori. Ina ya, di inza chasa landa wa ina, chanchu senpa mta, ngoye nesanda wa chumba ina, ngaso ki pe na, gishi nima la dan, ane ngoma ina gen lam ren dan, ane taka nanshin ki chi ki, tati ki chalaya, ngune tani ki chanchu senpa nanshin ki pe, chaba khan de ores. Ta tazo ki chanchu senpa nyanglin chego ores la du sambale, ta mancha ngune tani ki chega uto ne, ta ngune tani chegi yoba ta sevu shivu jiris. Ra, ta joga uto ne kazi chegi yemi, tu susu ngasu ki secret ra, susu kamba nalun zine, susu chego ores. Chegang ki toni ngune tani ki tuzu gam chegu yeba, chanchu sem kola ya, chegang ki toni nyangne chegu yeba di, hansan ya sebu desu.
So, in a pramana, the text called pramana, you will find that the translation from the Sutra of the Buddha, the Buddhist Sutra, where it stated that we cannot make a blind judgment towards others. We cannot really, decide whether or not the person, the individual, is not a noble being or bodhisattva and so forth. So what? So therefore, one must be very careful with one's conduct towards other individuals. So what it really entails here is we should not really make a judgment towards anyone, because we do not know who is, who is actually bodhisattva or is not. So particularly when in the monastery, we cannot say we cannot really make a judgment regarding any of the practitioners, whether they are bodhisattvas or not. So, because there are many who are bodhisattvas, who were bodhisattvas, just like Geshe Nyima and also Gen Lamrim and so forth. So they are all, we are without a shadow of doubt, they are the great bodhisattvas. But then there are many other practitioners who are actually engaging in the practice of the bodhicitta. Particularly that we know that there are many who are actually engaging in the practice of the bodhicitta, by applying the true application of analytical meditations. But I cannot really say how many of them are actually engaging in the, engaging in the single-pointed meditation of the bodhicitta, so which is very exclusive quality of the individuals. But one thing that I can really say is there are many who are engaging in the application of the meditation on this bodhicitta analytically. So what I'm saying here is that I can say that, just like myself, there are also some who are not a bodhisattva, who have not actually attained bodhicitta. By taking myself as an example, who is not possessing bodhicitta, I can say that just like myself, there are some who are not bodhisattvas.
Yes, so here we say without bodhicitta mind, it will be superficial. It means we have to have knowledge about bodhicitta mind, yeah? If you don't know about bodhicitta, how are you going to meditate? Yeah? So, I always hear sometimes give example, we, it include me, okay, not only all of you, so, yeah. So, like me, is, you know that my behavior, I don't have bodhicitta mind, because I show you in front of people. Sometimes it's inner signs. Inner qualities signs show see by your behavior. We know that how you concern other people, how you have some sincerity, compassion. Sometimes it show off, yeah? You can see through by behavior. So that's why. Yeah, sometimes, but it's this everything, yeah. Main point I mentioned that here, bodhicitta mind. Okay, have to have, essential. So, now here chapter 15, talking about there are two types of bodhicitta mind, yeah? Verse 15. Chanchu sendin do du namba nizu shija de. Chanchu membi sendani, chanchu njuba nye nos. Then, in English, in brief, the spirit of awakening is known to be of two kinds, the spirit of aspiring for awakening and the spirit of venturing towards awakening. Yeah, actually bodhicitta, the definition of bodhicitta is really complicated if you go long way. The main point bodhicitta means for attain enlightenment of all sentient beings. That is the bodhicitta, yeah? It's like So if we go detail, it's a little bit complicated. Men from bodhicitta men, chida dwa samjhe tamche ki tendo la na mebi zobi changju tendo lo de la ya changju sense. This short summarized definition.
It is kind of abbreviated definition of bodhicitta here is to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. Come to the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings is the abbreviated form of the definition of bodhicitta.
Dabadananda, Sunchu Shinanda, Anji Mundulaya, and Namji Sonakar Dangre, Dwasunche Tanji and the Lana maybe Zubi Chanju Kovan Togundu, and Lana maybe Zubi Chanju Kovan Matan, that Togundu, Tins a Togundu, Tins and Sunche Tanji and Lana maybe Zubi Chanju Kovan Tan, a Chimarun Sansakitakanda, Matu Namju Kadina, the Nejitone, Sunchu Nindu in a Karinea, and Kadu in a and the Nejing has a destiny, Chanju Saint Jiwara. Tinza da kanda tini se simji e tangje gitin la nami zobi changju kovan tau se de.
So this is the kind of the spirit or the motivations that one need to cultivate whether one is engaging in the practice of reciting sadhanas or chanting or one is receiving the teachings of the Dhamma. We need to have this kind of spirit within us. Which is to gain the complete state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. How wonderful it would be if all beings be able to gain the state of enlightenment and so forth. So this is a very important spirit that one needs to be cultivated within us right from the beginning.
Tinzang, Chidangi, Changchu Sam, the Lang, among other Shiva Najingi, Chidang Kunzo Changchu Sam, the Dunna Changchu Sam City. Tandi Marole, Zozo, she did, Mazo Sanjebalea, Niga Menamuran, Takanda Kunzo Changchu Sam Yimbara, that Dunna Changchu Sam City. Dunnangi Changchu Sam City, Kola Changchu Sam, meet Dabaramado, Ko Changchu Sam Aris. The Carson Kola Changchu Sam, meet Dia, the Carson of the Sambalea, Nasu Uman Jubag and Nalolaya, Tene Zunte, Tene Topa Chibai, Chanchu Semba Shishi Dani Chini Tos. Inza, Anne, Satambo, Anne, Tonan Pachimono Topa, Tene Zunte, Anne Chanchu Sem Delaya, Tonan Chanchu Sem, said Mitabres. Mitaba the Karachin Tabaras Ludu Samala, Satambo Topa, Tene Zunte, Anne. That the negative chances in Jula Dibi Kansa Digi, Zobi Chanchu, Zoshan said, Mas Zoshan said, Tig Nelule, Nino Nuba, Toba in the Nina Kolaya, and the Chanchu Sense had meet Abade, in a Tonta Chanchu Sende, Chanchu Sen One Mari, Chanchu Sen One De, Gonzo Chanchu Sen Reason, or Takanda Tenda Dodosina, what the nature is. Is a Chanchu Sen a Jejiri Gone and Acid, Kanda Dajo Batsanji, and Yaw the nature is.
Of bodhicitta during our previous teachings about the conventional bodhicitta and ultimate bodhicitta. So there are two kinds of bodhicitta, ultimate and conventional bodhicitta. Without one another, it is not possible for one to gain the state of enlightenment. To gain the state of enlightenment, one needs to have both of those bodhicittas within oneself. So then here, these two divisions of the bodhicitta is a etymological divisions. Why this is called etymological division is because the ultimate bodhicitta is not an actual bodhicitta. Ultimate bodhicitta as a name of bodhicitta, it is because once you have reach on the path of scenes. Beyond reaching on the path, by reaching on the path of scene, meditating on the complete state of enlightenment, without any duality, with a free from duality. So therefore, it has the name of bodhicitta, but it is not actual bodhicitta.
定义上等到想去生气，他刚才学了不恰当的。
So this is in fact refers to the wisdom, and it's not a method, it's the wisdom instead, which is very in the form of free from duality, which is free from duality, engaging with its object which is complete state of enlightenment, engaging in an object of free from duality.
他把结巴也那样，讲起是牛的舌头的，你是咋捏的？So
then there are a lot of complication. If we go to the detail, there are 21 types of, sorry, 22 types of the bodhicitta and so forth. It's a lot.
Yeah, this all you can see in a Prajnaparamita. If you want to see detail in Prajnaparamita, yeah. So I don't want to explain here. So then, 他的那讲起是牛啊。 将就生，也呢，俺们没把将就生的，就把将就生米些的。他那年呢，没把将就生的，就把将就生米的。刚才写的，他那地拿路了，那就把没把将就生的，庄丢的庄也其他其他些把的，这些基本都你记，其他东西写不下。So verse 16.
The verse that we have read earlier, the verse 15, it clearly mentioned about the two kinds of bodhicitta. One is the spirit of praying for awakening, and the other one is the spirit of venturing towards awakening. So then, the difference between the two will be followed by verse 16.
오케이 then in English chapter verse 16 here, just as one perceives the difference between a person who earns to travel and a traveler, so do the learned recognize the corresponding difference between those two. Yeah, so 아니 뭐바창주지 셈슬로드 잠발레
就把将就生，没把将就生，就了就怎么了？没把是了就怎么了？刚才，俺让说没弄着就把的，别呢，别着下巴呢，俺说老张着，别下巴呢，哦，老张不急，哦，俺说你，俺老张了着过都上不上去。俺呢，可没弄着就把的嘛都，现在呀，着过都上不上去。他刚才可着完着，俺呢没弄着就把的嘛都，可老张了着有的别是呢，可着有嘛的是。
第一章讲究，我把讲究三十的，俺那人数怕清楚了呀，俺那娘们进度给三百幺的别是呢，娘们进度给三百幺的，因为娘们几个三百贴了，娘们几个幺的别是，我是几个的是呢，我是几个幺嘛的是。
Sometimes as an aspiring bodhicitta. So here, the aspiring bodhicitta is you're not actually engaging in the conduct of the bodhisattva, but you're actually aspiring to engage in the conduct of the bodhisattvas. Just like someone who would like to go to a park, who has an intention to go to school, but who has not actually yet joined school, who has not yet we've gone to school. So similarly, there's the aspiring bodhicitta is having a keen desire to engaging in the practice of the six professions, to gain the spirit of awakening, but he had not yet actually engaged in the practice of the six professions.
Yeah, it's clear, yeah? It's wishing bodhicitta. If you think about that, wishing bodhicitta always accompany with any of parties of any cease perfection. Accompany. Wishing? Yeah, wishing bodhicitta accompany with cease perfection, but it doesn't accompany with manifestly. That's what we say like in Prajna Paramita book, yeah? Because commitment bodhicitta is manifestly accompanied with the action of practice of cease perfection. Wishing bodhicitta accompanied with action of cease perfection. Of course, yeah? Because if you think about it, wishing bodhicitta is while the most what do you say? The most time of the meditation, like if we think of a path of sin, yeah? Path of sin, yeah? Stage of path of sin. Stage of path of sin has stage of path of sins, bodhicitta mind is commitment bodhicitta mind or wishing bodhicitta mind? Yeah, engaging bodhicitta, yeah. 가서 토론 이급지기다 토론 받지 못하기 주라야 장추생이 오르바스 또 뭔가 장추생이 차그르면 주바 장추생 차그르스.
So the question that I'm asking here is, the individual who is on the path of sin, who is on the path of uninterrupted path of sin, and who possesses bodhicitta, isn't it? So that the kind of bodhicitta possessed by that individual, is it that wishing bodhicitta or the aspiring bodhicitta, or is it an engaging bodhicitta? So this is the question.
What do you think? Yeah, path of sin doesn't have path of sin, stage of path of sin, yeah? Path of sin doesn't have a commitment bodhicitta mind, yeah? Yeah, okay, engaging bodhicitta mind doesn't have engaging bodhicitta mind, yeah? Why? Path of sin. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, engage him. Karsana ngazu bena janju sen karsana tolong ba toni la nyamba jebi ko la karsana mamba janju sen yor besna yor res. Juba janju sen yo mares. Karsala du sambale juba janju sen yo baina juba janju sen gi nyamne de ko la yo gures. Pena jemba tangwa tang, tsuchun soba la sobegi, nyamne de koi ju la ya, ngus, nganga shushu ni yo gores. Kese koi ju la ti nyamne de yo ba ina, koi ane tomba ni la gom jo ra, gom de la kan la, ane tomba ni kan la tse jina nyamba sha tu goma ra. Tinsan ko la ya kan da, same the duality chan dog ra. Kasana ko pashu chanchu sen la nyamne che go, ane pashu jinso pashu tuki nyamne che so, ko yungu mdo. O tinsan ko la ya, ane de yo ma res.
So, actually, the question, answer to this particular question is the being who is on the path of uninterrupted path of seeing possesses bodhicitta, but aspiring bodhicitta. Okay, it's like a wishing bodhicitta, not an engaging bodhicitta. But because at that moment, this individual is actually whose mind is completely in the meditation of, in a very deep meditative equipoise of happiness. So whose brain being whose mind is completely free from duality. So therefore it is not possible for someone to have this someone who is bodhisattva to have this kind of engaging bodhicitta, practice of engaging bodhicitta. Because if you have practice of engaging bodhicitta, then you will be actually engaging the practice of such as generation, such as practitioner of generosity, practice of generosity, practice of morality, and so on and so forth. So therefore, the engaging bodhicitta does not exist at the moment when the individual is on the uninterrupted path of seeing.
Okay, then.
So you have wishing, bodhicitta, bodhicitta in the path of seeing?
Yeah, when the meditation.
So they still have object, subject?
Actually, these bodhicitta, they have bodhicitta mind, but it's like, masuk pala nye diyoris, pala.
It is in a dormant state. The engaging bodhicitta is not vanished, but it is in a dormant state. It is not in a manifestingly activated. It is just in a dormant manner.
Yeah, wishing, yeah, they have, yeah.
It is in a dormant
state. Kola karsana chanchu sen yo gurvas. Ko nyamba chabi kola chanchu sen yo gurvas. Chanchu sen yo bayi na, chanchu sen... Then you can run the chances and you are a chances and you are a member chances and matto, mudo, metal mudo. You are chances and you are a dim mudo.
Such an individual who is on the path of uninterrupted path of seeing, must have bodhicitta. Certainly, they must have bodhicitta. But which one, or which bodhicitta that is possessed by this individual is we cannot really say that he or she has the engaging bodhicitta, but other than the aspiring bodhicitta or the wishing bodhicitta.
Ngasogi karsana namju chidangye kol the kam de dan debunda wina ngasogi icha ta pechen sanong taba. Then they won't each other so patients not abara. Then I saw in that each other lama jesu beg saragita, this jacin to worry. And the tig now lay on Azogi, chanchu say, you said, Palanier is you by in a years in Lord. Then they won't give Palanier is you by in a yogu mature miss Lord.
Uninterrupted path of seeing. According to the followers of the Panchen Sonata, which is the Depung Monastery, the Depung Losen Monasteries, would say that such an individual does not possess bodhicitta. Although it is in a dormant manner, but even though it is the bodhicitta is there in a dormant manner, but it does not persist. That's what they will say. But for us, we are the follower of the Lama Jitumba, Jitumba Chugi Gesen. We would say that someone who is on the path of uninterrupted path of seeing does possess bodhicitta. It is not manifestingly, but it is only in a dormant manner. So that's a difference. Different assertions based on the different, teachers or the founders.
The Karsana, Nasuki Karsana, Chanchu the Karsana, Tichetona Bachim Lavigila, Chanchu Sene, Yoris, the Kunkatu Zulu, the Zambale, Lama Jesumbegi, the Zambale, Kedu Tanchichimbegi, Kedu Tanchichimbe, Pashing in Jawa, Nashi Nibuji and Alolaya, Kansa Ti Julaya. Nashi Nibuji Nalo Karsun Rizulu de Zambale. Kansa Tijula, long mud the chuba ina, mud the chuba kala gurzid. See till a contour is. Mudjuba ina, mud the chuba kala gurzid.
So, the reason why the followers of the Lama Jesumba, such as the scholars of Jansen monasteries, would say why does the individual who is on the path of an uninterrupted path of seeing does possess this bodhicitta is because assertion is in accordance with the Kiriru Rinpoche's path, Kiriru Rinpoche's writings known as non-changing Buddha, as it's an ornament of essence of the thorough explanations. And well, in this particular text that Kendra Mitchell has had made a strong statement of saying that if you have, if you possess sudden, awakening or sudden consciousness, this should not be, it doesn't necessarily be that it's manifestingly existent. So therefore, by following that particular statement, we would say that bodhicitta is possessed by the individual who's on the path of uninterrupted path of seeing or uninterrupted path of seeing, does possess bodhicitta, but it is in a dormant manner. It is not manifestingly exists, but it is in a dormant manner.
지당이 강사 티질 롱어드 치마지세데 지당이 한 손을 잡아 담바이나 틱톤에 변화 가족이 장추 샘들라야 가족이 사치시그라 장추 샘 사치 사치시 온도 잡아래 다바 사순다 마다 사순 마다 사든스 심으라 다바 사순다 마다 비 사든스 로다 장추 샘들라 사치시 온도
Pure
bodhisattvas, Bhumi, and 7 impure bodhisattvas, Bhumi, and 7 impure bodhisattvas, Bhumi. These are the Karshins, pure and impure Karshins, you know, the Zamala, Dinzin Munjua, Ta, Matasi, Kecha, Dinzin Munjua, that Titone, Munjua, Okay, now I'll go back here. Okay. No, verse 17, okay? Now we're going to go verse 17. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, we a little bit faster, don't worry. Yeah. We have 17. Yeah, next week I'm going to finish, what is it? This one, what is it? First chapter I'm going to make finish. And then chapter 2, we're talking about kind of offering those old things. I also go fast. Everybody know how to offer those old things, yeah? 7 limbs or those. Yeah, so. Okay, thank you very much. Nimala, tujiche nimala. Laso, Lazo Lazo Nanda Minimala Lazo Lazo Nimala Ani Jin Jio Nimala Lazo to Jio. Okay.
Also, next time the 2 o'clock we are just
all of okay, dedication.
Jabir 请我娘把妹婆呀，姑娘我的表我也做，别天就天天把大姐，天天就不当姐我做，姐姐过来天天就云，上姐天把大女。